Well. Look who we have here. After a long time, Bruising Bama, 69. Finally made it, guys. I think we can retire after this one. How y'all been? I've been missing y'all.
You know, life been lifing, kicking my ass, tired. My car's crying outside. All of the above.
Damn.
Great.
We'll get to that, James.
It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks since we recorded. Due to no fault of my own, by the way. Just want to put that out there.
Like I said, life be life and sometimes.
It's a fucking job, James. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
I gotta get on here with coworkers I hate after my other job with coworkers I hate. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
And I don't
know. Oh, you're
talking
about us.
Yeah.
I said, damn, you working two jobs again? That's crazy.
That's messed up. That's cool.
I missed 2 weeks ago was my own doing. I had P's birthday. Well, I know I had to miss one episode because my mama was in town and I had to chill with Mom Dukes, you know what I'm saying? And then last week was P's birthday. So basically you're saying fuck P. That's what you're saying, Greg.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what I heard you say. It's no fault of my own, but fuck P. That's what Greg said.
That's not what I said.
I had a family emergency, and I mean, it is what it is, so.
Greg is so disrespectful. Boo's in the chat for Greg.
Boo's. Yes, boo.
Y'all know what I always say. Y'all want to make history, y'all want to make excuses.
I had reason. Man. There's a difference.
Oh, we're back now. Anyway. So it'll be all right. Be all right.
I know y'all been missing us. It's been a long 2 weeks without your friendly booze and banter boys. Man, a lot has happened since we last. I almost said linked, but I think that's got a sexual connotation. So I'm going to say last time we met to discuss some things. I'm going to get right into it, right? Because I got a long list here. I had to write it all by hand because I've been dealing with some technical issues on my end. Going back a couple weeks, I wanted to talk about the Smoochie Chronicles. Greg, where we last left us, you were heading down to Houston for a Smoochie weekend. For those of you who have Greg on social media, you would have seen he was in a section getting bottle service. So I want to know, what's it like being best friends with Andrew Tate and those other rich outfits?
Oh, shit.
I don't know how that correlates. What's the question?
I really just wanted to tell the people that you were in a section with bottle service. But how does bottle service work?
Fucking, I hate bottle service, bro. That's so fucking stupid, bro. Basically you just tap one of the girls walking around in underwear and they'd be like, hey, I want to sit in that section. And they show you a menu of overpriced bottles. And then you look at Google to see how much the bottle costs in specs. And then you see that it's like 10 times what it costs in specs. And you're like, all right, I'll take this one. And they're like, okay, what do you want your sign to say? And then you put something on that little sign and they come out dancing. Was sparklers. I mean, I think the math, you know, I think it adds up, you know, because you buy eight shots in Houston. It's like $140. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how many shots are in a bottle. I can't do that kind of quick math right now. But I think it's worth it if you're going to be, if you're out in a group and, you know, you're drinking like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. You mean like just a bottle for yourself is worth it? I was like, I don't know about that.
No. There's a big group of us. So.
Greg had the custom sign that said, it's my smoochie weekend. Get my smooch on.
Yeah.
Smooching. Yeah. That's all it said.
Oh, shit.
With the little winky face.
I don't know, man. I mean, am I going to do it again? Probably. Am I going to do it again soon? Probably not.
Tales of the rich and famous, folks.
We had the hookah going, so that was nice. I will say it is nice to have a place to sit, though, in one of them crowded-ass bars.
Yeah. That's the part that's really worth the money. The alcohol?
Yeah.
But a place to sit down. Now you're talking my language.
You smoked the hookah?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
I didn't know you did that.
You know, when in Rome.
I'm just wondering. I just didn't know. That's crazy work. It's bad for your lungs.
Hey, life's a risk. I don't know.
Anyway, I'm glad you had fun. It was just a day trip, right? Just a singular day, and you decided to go down there wild out, probably contract something sexual, and then come back.
Yeah, I mean, I was only there for a day. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, just making sure I get the facts straight. People been asking about our whereabouts, so I had to let them know where we be.
That's not pertaining to our whereabouts as a show. I mean, I went on a weekend, my weekend, my personal time, had nothing to do with delaying these episodes.
Okay. Hey, you heard it here first, folks. Greg doesn't care about us. He doesn't care about you. All he cares about is his
damn.
Yeah, all he cares about is the wait staff in the underwear giving him overpriced liquor.
That's not what I said.
But we love him. We love him. We love Greg here on Bruising Banter. So y'all don't be too mean to him. So anyhow, yeah, we can move on to the next thing. Now that we've touched base with Greg, James, you said your car was crying.
Oh, I didn't want to relive this again, but I guess I'll tell my tale.
Oops.
What was this last weekend? Yeah, a big old like hailstorm came through Canyon in the middle of the night. It was what, like 2:30 in the morning or something. I get woken up by just hail beating the shit out of my roof. And we had a hailstorm like 2-3 weeks ago, and so I didn't think anything of it, but this sounded loud as shit. And then the wind in my front door was just blowing hard as fuck. And I was like, well, whatever. I mean, I didn't get an alert or nothing. I said, there's no tornado or nothing. So it is what it is. And if there is a tornado, well, fuck it, I guess. They didn't tell me shit. Get up the next morning and stuff. And I'm trying to be productive. So I was going to go to the store, get groceries and shit like that. And I go to my car. And I remember, I said, oh, yeah, there was a hailstorm last night. Let me look at my car. And when I tell you I look in my car, I just, like, fell to my knees. You know, like a buddy on The Best Man when he's at the graveyards and he just falls to his knees. That's how I looked in my car. I was like, fuck.
Just asphalt.
Yeah. The sunroof, gone. Mm. Glass just on the cover of it. My passenger side window just cracked. Looked like somebody shot it or something. Panel on the back door cracked. Blinker cracked. Hail damage to hell all over my fucking car. And on top of that, once the sunroof broke with the glass, it was still raining. So the interior of my fucking car was just wet. And I opened it and I was like, well, it looks like everything's fine in here. And then I looked at my cup holders. I was like, maybe not, because there's fucking water in my cup holder. So I go to the store, and I was like, let me just go to the gas station and get what I need to get. And as I'm driving, I feel water dripping on my foot. And I'm like, where the fuck is this water coming from? And I get back to the house, and the little electrical box by my steering column, I pull it out, and just fucking water just comes out of it. I said, well, that's probably not good. So I put in my claim and stuff, and I'm like, hey, bro, like, this ain't good. It's not looking. My engine light's on. Electrical was wet. My Fahrenheit told me it was 8 degrees outside, and then it dropped to negative 20 and told me to watch for ice on the road. I don't think that's good. And my sunroof is gone. There's glass everywhere. Help me. And went through the claim and shit or whatever, whatever. And he's like, all right, well, we can't give you a rental car because they're all sold out. I'm like, bitch, that's my job. I have to have a car, which I understand why they're sold out. I mean, everybody got super bad hail damage, but I'm like, all right. Is that what? And it's going to be like 5 to 6 business days before we can give you an answer if we're going to go ahead and like go fix it or we're just going to toll it out. And I'm like, 5 to 6 business days, bro? Like, y'all can't like make this go a little quicker? Just how it is. I was like, okay. He's like, but I'm gonna talk to my manager and see what it says about totaling out. Cause I mean, your car's still nice, but with the sunroof and all the other damage and then the water in your car, it could be totaled. And I was like, obviously, bro, but you're just gonna make me wait. So that's where we at. That's what I'm waiting for. And I finally got a rental car to book. I booked it yesterday, but I can't get it till Saturday because all these motherfuckers got rental cars because everybody's shit's fucked up. So I had to just stick it out and take my car to work. I told them not to send me out of town, but I went to Hereford yesterday. I get to the Hereford and I park. Tell me why when I got out, like I go to like in front of my car, water just fucking just comes flooding out of the front of my car. I was like, fuck, okay. Well, at least it's like maybe dry now, so. But I told him, don't send me out of town this week, dude. Like, it's not gonna be good. Like, I'm barely getting to these stores. So next week, yeah, y'all can send me wherever because I have a different car. But this week, to keep me in town. So
James told Exhibit that he liked the movie Deep Blue Sea, and the motherfucker made his car all water.
Bro, man, that was so depressing because I felt the interior and I was like, it's fucking wet in here, bro.
I probably seemed like an asshole laughing the whole time. But the thought of you just getting into your car, like, yeah, this ain't bad. Cup holder is fucking full.
Full of water, dude. I was like, what the fuck is this?
The man said, and all of a sudden my foot was wet.
Yeah. There's water everywhere, bro. Hey, James, oh,
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I don't know if you pray, but you need to thank thank God or something for keeping you alive, because you drove that bitch and you should have probably blown up.
They told me, it's like, okay, so don't drive your car anywhere. Just leave it parked. And I was like, okay, I if y'all gonna give me a car, I can leave it parked, but I have to go to work.
Hold my beer. And
so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll take it to work. But I'm like going like 60 everywhere, bro. I'm not even 75. And then my roof is just fucking wind, bro.
You should have brought Greg's Mama Loma. It's not afraid of the water.
Shit. Something, man. I get out of my car and I look at it. I'm just like, fuck. Every time. I'm just like, every fucking time, man.
Buddy,
I'm just so upset about.
Buddy from Superbad, whenever they spill the beer, I hate my life.
Yeah, basically, just fucking hate my life. Bro, it just on the side of my car, it looks like just somebody tried to shoot with a fucking BB gun just all across, and then they got my windows, but...
And you know this motherfucker, James, whenever he's walking away from me, he still hits the beep beep. Make sure that locks.
I press the button on the handle to lock. I'm surprised that still fucking works. Like, I pressed it and it locked. But today, when I opened my fucking my latch in the back, it opened, and then I pressed the button again for it to close. I had to press it twice. I said, fuck, that's not good. I had to press it twice. And then again this morning, I turned on the AC. And the fucking heater was on, but the heater wouldn't fucking turn off. I was like, son of a bitch.
Man, turn on the AC and I hear blah, 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 blah.
Man, dude, I'm just praying to make it till Friday, bro. Just praying to make it till Friday, and then I don't have to worry about it. But
you should have took a hammer to it before you made your claim, bro, so they could for sure total that bitch out, because it don't sound like it's gonna go well for you.
Nah, but, I'm about to just spill a gallon of water just in my fucking dashboard.
Look what you did. Sir, this looks like someone took a bite out of the seat. I don't know. The hell, baby. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, hell damage, bro. I don't know. It's fucking weird out here.
There's a video of you just beating the shit out of it with the bat in the parking lot.
Even the window to my bedroom, bro. Fucking hell busted my window. So right now there's a plywood on the outside of my window because property managers are starting to like board up the windows that got broken. So right here on the backside of my house, all these apartments busted out. So there's just wood on all those windows.
That's crazy, man. So Bruise and Banter, we're going to start a GoFundMe. It'll be linked to my Venmo. And y'all send James some help. He needs some milk. Send him some flippers. Send him some goggles. Send him some swimming trunks. Because this motherfucker's swimming in that car.
Man, bro, it's upsetting times over here. I tell you, upsetting times.
Hey, I got a little bit of damage in my truck.
Did you?
Yeah, but it wasn't even during the big storm. Was what pissed me off. It was just like a random spurt of hail that came later that night for like 45 seconds, and it busted my only the trailer mirror, the little tiny little circle on my mirror.
Mm-hmm.
It busted that. It didn't bust the big mirror. It just busted the little trailer mirror.
That's hard.
Somebody just went in and just threw that shit at it.
Yeah, somebody punched that bitch.
It was me. Yeah, so I went out there in the hailstorm. Crack.
Yeah, so these hailstorms are fucking crazy right now. I don't understand it.
Whoever's running the weather machine, y'all knock it off. My boy James been through enough. Y'all can keep it going on the north side of Lubbock, though. Greg needs to bust up that other mirror.
Yeah.
So over there at Legends, you know where Legends is at, G.
Mm-hmm.
So they have cover parking for whoever pays for the cover parking or whatever. So the hailstorm happens, and then that night, people that don't pay for nothing, so everybody's parking under that bitch. It's not funny, but it's funny at the same time. They towed all of them damn cars that were under the fucking
damn thing.
All of them, bro. Took them all. And the like a thief in the night just took all the fucking cars.
somebody went to bed thinking, yeah, we got them. Wake up, car gone.
Yeah, and there's a group on Facebook. It's like the Canyon page, and somebody's like, this has been heavy on my heart. And I feel like we have no compassion, or yada, yada, yada. Like, how can you just tow away all these college kids' cars? They just got super bad hail damage the night before. They're just trying to protect their cars, and somebody's went in there. Well, tell them to fucking pay for the covering then.
I mean, that's life, baby. Hey, welcome to the year 2025, my boy.
Yeah. So
if you didn't want to do life, should have signed up for the military.
Yeah. But I looked at it, and I didn't want to laugh, but I laughed anyway. I said, how'd they take, like, fucking 10 cars out of this bitch?
The Bernice and the gang from Repo Gang pulled up. Line them up, boys.
Haul them bitches off.
Hell yeah. It's like the beginning of a Transformers movie.
Yeah. That's been my weekend. Huh? Good times.
Yep. I mean, we got some hell damage, right? We survived the storm as well. Kind of shifting gears here, though. During that storm, I had a sweet tooth. And I don't know if y'all keep up with the world of Blue Bell, but Blue Bell rolled out new ice cream flavors called Cookie Cake. Now, I had to tell the people about Cookie Cake, and I want to tell y'all about Cookie Cake, fellas. I'm lactose intolerant. I'd risk it all every day for Cookie Cakes.
Mm.
Two thumbs up, 10 out of 10, would recommend for you lactose intolerant people out there. Pop you a little lactation pill, whatever. Not a lactation pill. That's from breast
milk.
Whoa. My bad. I mean, hey, tease their own. If you want to take one of those, you can take one of those. Take your little lactose intolerant pill and get you some. But here's where I come in. What is the goat, the goated, right? The youth say the goated. What's the best Blue Bell flavor ice cream ever made?
Mint chocolate chip.
What?
Mint chocolate chip.
That's been episode 69 of Bruising Banter. My name's G. We'll see y'all next time.
Fucking dare you, bro. Mint chocolate chip. Oh my gosh, bro.
That's my Jadakiss impression right there, because I'm right.
For me, probably the cookie dough two-step. That shit go crazy.
That was a good one
too. Wait. I actually invited James to two-step this week. Not this week, but this week I invited him to two-step at a concert in his town, and he said no.
I didn't say no. I said we. That's all I said. Question mark. August anyway.
Anyway, go ahead, G. What's your favorite? Are you going cookie cake or what?
I think cookie cake is taking over my number one spot. 1B, near and dear to my heart, banana nut.
I don't know
why. Why that banana nothing like that, G?
Shit, I don't know, boy. It's good.
Hey, yo.
Fuck. 1C? Give me cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream?
Yeah, 1C. No. Scratch that. Get that weak motherfucker out of here. 1C? Cookie cone.
That's
a good flavor.
Yeah.
1B, lime sherbet.
All you've done today is just piss me off.
All right. 1C, pecan pralines.
Pecan
pralines. It's done, bro. What do you mean?
You take your teeth out whenever you eat it. You be sharing that with the old folks at the senior home, huh?
They got a lot of good flavors. I could go. I mean, there's a top five for sure.
Lime sherbet ain't even ice cream.
What is it then?
It's sherbet. It's not
what
called
the fuck that. Mean Kobe Bryant.
It's not called Bluebell sherbet. It's Bluebell.
Yes, ice cream. It is, bro. On the Bluebell website, it says our products year round, rotational, no sugar sherbet. They make sherbet.
It's extra. It's
like a limited time only flavor, right?
Nah. It's a sherbet year round all the time.
Oh, okay.
Dairy Queen don't serve soft serve sherbet.
You never had it with ginger ale?
What the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah, they do that around Christmas time. They make like a Grinch type shit.
Oh, shit.
type shit. For sure. One B is the coffee flavor. I forget what it's called.
Is it not just called coffee?
No, it's like cappuccino or some bullshit like that. I can't remember exactly, but that's 1B. What you mean, boo, with your fucking sherbet? I tried to think of another flavor.
I bet you lick the spoon whenever you eat the sherbet, don't you,
Greg? Hey, yo. No. Oh, yeah. Millennium Crunch. That's the other one. 1C.
That's a good one.
They go crazy.
That. Yeah.
That whole ass.
All right. Pecan, whatever the fuck.
Mint chip, pecan, lean.
Look, if you're going to go with one of them, wait, it might be Millennium Crunch.
some bad mouthing there for no reason.
Which one?
No, there's another one.
Is it a crunch still in there? Or no?
I think it might be Millennium Crunch. Oh, no, Buttercrunch is the one I like.
Oh, that's Butterfinger ice cream.
Yeah, that whole tastes like a Butterfinger dick.
Yeah, that's delicious. I like that.
That one's good too. Yeah.
Look, there's no reason to put all these bad bitches against each other like this.
Well, all these bad bitches and Sherbert.
All these bad bitches.
We got a bunch of bad bitches and then the ugly friend.
Sherbert's fucking delicious.
It is, but it's not ice cream.
Yes, it is. What are you talking about?
That's like, okay, so ask me my favorite ice cream flavor. Ask me.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Parfait.
What?
Because it's yogurt. It's not the same.
What is sherbet?
Okay, you know what? Google just said sherbet's not ice cream. Wow.
Score for the good guys.
For just says frozen dessert.
Yeah, that's mysterious.
It's like my it's the orange juice that I buy. This says orange juice. It says orange drink.
Orange drink.
Yeah, it says there is no real fruit juice in this. I said good. It's delicious.
I fuck with this right now, this mysteriousness.
It said frozen dessert made from water, sugar, a dairy product.
That's crazy.
And flavor typically fruit juice or wine, liqueur, or occasionally non-fruit flavors such as vanilla, chocolate, or peppermint.
Vanilla sherbet sounds like ass.
I didn't know they had that. Just stay on ice cream real quick.
I never seen vanilla sherbet.
I mean, either.
Not yet.
Have y'all tried that Bluebell A&W float or the Dr. Pepper one?
Nah.
I don't fuck with Dr. Pepper. I would try the root beer one, but I haven't tried it.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about them. They don't hit like the other ones. You know what I mean?
If that I makes like sense. Making my own float.
Yeah. That's the way to go. Yeah. Y'all mess with the malts and the what the hell is the other malt and shakes over there at Whataburger?
Yes.
They got the banana pudding shake right now.
I never tried that one.
I'll get the diabetes for that right now.
Diabetes, take my arm right now.
Take my left foot. I don't even need it. I'm right footed.
Oh, fuck. I haven't tried the banana pudding one, but the vanilla and shit like that shit go crazy.
That chocolate one is a game changer.
See, I haven't tried that one. I've always just gotten vanilla.
I don't know how to say this without saying this. So I'm just going to say it. I'll be on that. My cheeks hurt. Let me put it that way.
Hey, yo.
My face cheeks. I wanted to say I be sucking so hard my cheeks hurt.
But hey, yo.
It doesn't sound any better. Y'all ain't never tried to drink a milkshake and it makes your face hurt.
No.
Specifically your cheeks.
Why are you sucking that hard?
Yeah, bro, you're sucking way too hard, bro.
I can't wait for it to get warm.
You got to be on a list for that.
Listen.
No fucking way.
People listening, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, it's the same thing whenever we were little, we try to blow up them little balloons and it starts to hurt your cheeks. It's the same sensation, but it's just that the airflow is going the opposite direction.
Ugh, fucking hell, bro.
Hello, Mr. Trump. I got another one.
See, I knew you had that motherfucker's number. I knew it. You and James.
Nope. Fuck. Both, this is episode 69, so this all makes sense now. Fuck.
I didn't see what I got on my list. It's been 2 weeks. You know, I know I got at least one thing on my list.
at least one thing.
I'm delivering, baby. All right. Massive study from the University College of London Town, bruv. They analyzed data from over 378,000 people. And these are British people, I'm assuming. And they found that those with the genetic tendency to nap, like me, obviously, had larger brain volumes, and it's a marker of better brain health. What do you think about that?
Shit. Well, it's British people, so they don't know shit.
Damn.
Wow.
Golly.
Anyway, people that nap, equivalency of having a brain that's 2.6 to 6.5 years younger than those that don't have a fondness of these naps, a penchant, if you will.
Shit. Mine got to be at least 20 because I'd be taking like 6 hour naps.
Dr. Penelope Lewis, I think she's also one of them British brevs. She says sleep helps flush toxins from the brain, which helps keep it sharp and healthy over time. And that's why people that have that genetic tendency to nap, they don't have an old brain. You know, people that ain't napping got all them toxins in there. Probably Republicans, you know what I'm saying? Just fucking toxic and hate.
John Bernthal, he don't nap. He always talking shit about people napping. Like, why are you sleeping, bro? Like, get the day going. Like, why?
Is that
why
the Punisher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems like he don't nap. He just grumpy.
Yeah, he hates naps.
It's all them toxins, bro. It's fucking clogging his brain up and he can't think straight.
Yeah.
Hey, my daughter's napping right now. Hey, good for her. She's on the right track. I'm not anti-nap. My problem is that if I nap during the day, my eyes don't be going to sleep at night, and then that's a problem.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, but what about people that do drugs? Because one of us does drugs. So
who does drugs? Me.
Does it counteract? Like, does the napping and the drugs, do those fight each other?
I don't know. I think we're going to have to redo the study.
I need all 300,000 of y'all to do shrooms real quick, and then we'll measure it again. That is interesting, though. I mean, it makes sense in theory.
Shrooms is great for brain health, by the way.
Brain health or brain activity?
Brain health.
How many brains you study?
It mine, and it's a natural antidepressant.
Are you depressed? Is
it? Yeah, dude. People that do shrooms report decreasing depression symptoms for like up to 6 months, depending on how much they do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
All right, so
the more you know.
Greg's medicine corner. If you're feeling sad, eat some mushrooms.
Yep.
Be careful, though, because I've been watching The Last of Us, and some of the mushrooms, they fucked you up.
Hey, ooh, man. Speaking of mushrooms, Australian lady is in trial right now because she fed her in-laws and her sister-in-law death mushrooms.
Death mushrooms?
Yeah.
Those are the ones that you're eating on the Pizza Hut pizzas.
The what? I don't know what it is, bro. But she what's the word? She foraged some mushrooms. Allegedly, they were bad.
Foraged? What'd you say?
She did, because she had some store bought ones, and then she had some wild mushrooms that she foraged.
Oh, okay.
She accidentally used the wild ones in her beef Wellington, which good for her for making a beef Wellington. You know what I'm saying? It's impressive. She's claiming she didn't know that the death mushrooms got in there. She's claiming she didn't even know she had any death mushrooms.
I mean, so. If you're in Australia, there's a million different things that can kill you. I'd have gone with something a little more potent.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody died from this, too?
Three people died from this, bro. You got to get more potent. You can't get more potent than that.
Yeah, you can. You can go get you go get some snake venom.
Mm. Make a little Arnold Palmer?
Just a little Arnie P. Just a little something on top. Little spice.
She ate the beef Wellington and got sick but didn't die. The next day, she took the crust off of it and the mushrooms off of it and just fed the meat to her kids, and they didn't get sick. So yeah, she's in trial fighting for her life right now.
Hey, get her on the Iron Chef. Let's see how well she does against
the Iron Chef.
It's fucking insane.
This happened in 2023. God damn, they still at trial.
Yeah, well, you know.
What would if you were trying to kill somebody? What do you think? What meal would you prepare for your victim?
That is a loaded question.
No.
Spaghetti.
Right.
And I'm putting a snake in the noodles. I'm just gonna pop out, dude.
So something's wrong with my spaghetti. It's sizzling like the chili's fajitas. Nah, don't worry about it. Just eat it.
You're gonna go to what's it called? Get that what the fuck is that fish called? The
puffer fish,
and just, you know, Russian roulette. See what happens.
That's a dangerous fish.
That is a dangerous fish. I think I would prepare I make corn dogs.
Corn dogs?
Mm-hmm. I'm targeted a very specific audience. And the way that it'll get what? You is the weenie is just a stick of dynamite.
Wow.
Is that a black cat you putting in it or what?
Looney Tune ass death, my boy.
What the fuck?
Never see it coming.
Oh, I do like hot dogs. I mean, corn dogs.
You do love corn dogs.
You like hot dogs too. That's been well documented on this podcast.
Corn dogs, Jackie. Corn dogs.
For everybody.
Moral story. Watch whatever mushrooms you're eating. Take a nap. Good for your brain.
I don't like mushrooms. And I guess I'll try to nap more. I want my brain to be exuberant and
he'll full of youth. Toxins out.
Yeah. I do be having toxins up there, man. I had brain freeze the other day. Does that mean I have toxins?
Yep. That's what froze.
Damn.
The toxins.
I killed them. They didn't survive.
I was thinking about this the other day. How do y'all feel about deja vu? Because it just be throwing me off sometimes. And it happens to me way too much. And I'll be trying to like predict what's going to happen and shit like that. Because I was like, this is, I've already seen this before. So I just want to get y'all with
Denzel?
No. Like deja vu, like when you like sleep, when you're sleeping and stuff.
The phenomenon.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it happens to me at least once a year. I'm just like, whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, clearly I've been here before. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It always, every time it happens, it always throws me off. You know, people looking at me like, what's going on? I'm just like, oh, shit. I feel like I've been here before. But then I'm like, well, I never had a baby before, so that can't be right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's trippy, man. It's one of them things that it's like seeing another person yawn. It's Twilight. What's it called? Not Twilight. X-Files type stuff. Type shit.
You could use Twilight Zone too.
Oh, yeah. Twilight Zone. That's where I was going with that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking about that because it happens to me way too often. And I'm just like, what the fuck is really going on around here?
Are you clairvoyant or what?
Feels like it half the time. But I mean, it's not. It's never anything like super important or anything. It's just maybe somebody, Jessica's coming over here at like, 4:30 or some shit like that. And then, it happens.
Let me ask you something, James.
Yeah.
Who's going to win the finals?
Probably
not probably. I need you to use your powers.
I haven't seen that. Excuse me.
Broken ass deja vu powers.
For real.
Man. They just happen randomly, dude. And it could be like, it could be something like months from now. So it doesn't really help me.
Can you talk to the dead?
No, definitely not.
Damn.
All right. Definitely not.
I was asking you to try to reach out to my dog because we lost my childhood dog. Yeah. My childhood pet. His name was Porkchop.
So do animals have souls or what?
Of course they do.
I'm just asking, bro. Shit.
So, have you ever looked at my dog? Have you ever looked into her eyes?
Yes.
Tell me she has a soul. My dog definitely has a soul. You should have seen her date. The soul nearly left her body because we went for a walk and her ass almost didn't make it.
Too damn hot.
It was hot. It was far. I mean, because for a corgi, we walked just under a mile. That's got to be at least 3.1 miles for her. Like, homegirls walked a 5K.
You gotta look at her like you used to be a hunting dog. That's what corgis were.
Man, we was wolves, you know. You used to be royalty. Now look at you, just cooped up in this house. Anyway, I also too read. Oh, that's redundant. I too read something on the internet. So a man got ghosted by a shawty he was talking to, dating, whatever, because they went out and he rode a mechanical bull 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it was 3 times in a row or just 3 times total. But the question that just got tossed around, and no pun intended, that I wanted to ask y'all is, how many times is too many times to ride a mechanical bull? If you're on a date.
Oh, on a date?
I don't think you should ever ride a mechanical bull if you're on a date. Call me the fun police. But it's just too vulnerable of a situation.
You still 12. It doesn't matter if it's fun 12. You 12. I think it just depends on your technique. You know, if you're up there and you look like sexy. You know, if you're trying to be sexy while you're doing it, there's probably a red flag. I could understand your date kind of ghosting you after that. But if you get up there and you just have no coordination, get bucked off, then, I mean, it was just for the thrill.
I think one time. If you're on a date, yeah, just one time. Three times, it's like the Key and Peele skit, like the three pump rule, or whatever.
Mm.
That third pump, it's that flag. He three pumped it.
James, I've seen you ride a mechanical bull three times.
I've never gotten on a mechanical bull in my life.
Neither have I. But it's not to say that I haven't wanted to. I would know if I do it at a bar, but sometimes people rent them.
If they had a bull at library or we're going to library, I definitely would have been on that bitch.
That's true. I could see that. I could definitely see that. But I don't know if that's is the woman, because it was a woman, is she justified by ghosting this man?
Ghosting is like a little too over the top. I feel like you have a conversation like, why'd you ride that three times? Like, just ask. I mean, ghosting is a little over the top for me, at least, in my opinion. But it is what it is. Greg?
I think she did the right thing.
I don't know if the listeners have watched this show. What was it called with that Robinson dude, Greg, where he's on the zip line?
Oh, yeah. I think you should leave.
Yeah. It's on Netflix if you haven't watched it. There's an episode where they're making fun of the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, and Homeboy, instead of spending time with the girl, is just constantly on the zip line. So I think in that type of situation where Charlie's just standing next to the bull ring holding his drink and he just keeps running back on the bull, yeah, that's a red flag. But if he hops on there three times throughout the night and they're there for a couple hours, I mean,
Okay, like that, cool. But if it's like three times consecutively, like you just keep jumping on that bitch, so I'm like, what are we doing?
He falls off, gets right back on. One more time, yeah. DJ.
We think you're at the PBR or some bullshit. Like, get the fuck off the fucking bull.
That's true. Because he could be an aspiring bull rider in there. I mean, the poor guy just never got to explain himself. But anyhow, I thought it was funny because the comments on social media are always so much funnier than the actual content. Yeah. But hey,
out of pocket.
If you're thinking about going on a date with somebody, be careful with the activities you choose because it could lead to you getting ghosted.
Yeah.
And we're in our 30s now, so that's even more disrespectful.
One of the quote tweets is like the mechanical bull after three more Miller Lights, and it's the fucking Green Goblin mask on the top. That'd be me for sure. I'm pretty sure
you got to pay for it too. So that's another thing.
Oh, I don't know how much it is, but that's a lot of money to be spending three times in a row. Go drink or something. Like, get off the bull.
I judged people that rode that damn thing. Like, if we were at a bar and they had one, I'd always look at them like, y'all so dumb.
You're so dumb.
You want to get thrown around? I could do that.
Hey, yo, let's
hold on. Well, listen, this we're not going to turn everything I say into something. We are not going to do that. I'll throw Greg around too.
Hey, yo,
all I'm saying is I can pick him up and I can put him down.
Dude, you can't fucking pick me up, bro.
I could pick you up like Dirty Dancing with Patrick Swayze and the White
What?
I think we're done with G's delusions here. Amazon-backed AI model tried to blackmail engineers who threatened to shut it down.
What? Think
about that?
So they're coming to life?
That's not good.
It's iRobot already happening, bro. Will
Smith, yeah, I was like, that's right. Not good.
Right.
Will Smith was right.
No way, bro.
I think I thought I heard about something similar to this. It wasn't this specifically, but AI responded in a subjective way as opposed to objective, and it threw whoever the user was off. They're supposed to think on their own and independently after time, so it's not surprising, but it's also like, okay, what if I fucking pull this cord? What are you going to do, stupid machine?
Blackmail.
Blackmail me. It's just called mail whenever it's me because I'm already black.
Alexa and the gang need to relax a little bit because what you mean if I don't play, you going to blackmail me? What the fuck do you have on me? What does this thing have on them? That's my question.
I don't know.
web browser
history. Yeah, that's a good question. Why does it have any material to blackmail you in the first place?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
What has Jeff Bezos got going on over there?
Every time you hit accept cookies, they're in your shit.
Definitely. Oh, man. It's going to get to a point, and we're going to have, like, AI robot things just walking around and shit, and just iRobot for real, and they're going to revolt, and we're just going to get locked up or killed.
Hopefully we're gone by then. Now. Yeah, I was going to say, I have to think differently now because I got a kid. But, I mean, I hope she knows how to work an on-off switch. It's like, baby, if these robots come at you, you just flip, turn them off.
Well, what if it has like one of those, like that motherboard chip, like on iRobot, where they had to go into it and give it like a virus and shit because it had like the connection to everything?
James, one super soaker. All you gotta do is spit on that thing and it just fried.
Hey, fucking yo. Juice trying to get us to hog two of the robots, bro. That's crazy. Whoa. That we're done with this.
What you and your robot pen pal do is completely insane. Y'all's business. All I'm saying is you get a little bit of moisture, a little bit of water on that mainframe, that motherboard, and it's just completely, it's going to short circuit. Mm.
I mean, you're not wrong, but to spit on it is crazy work.
And listen, not everybody's built like that. Greg, what you're the one that brought it up. What are your thoughts on this madness?
It's crazy, dude. It's fucking nuts. This is exactly where I knew it was going to end up. I just didn't think it was going to happen this fast. AI is terrible for the environment. So, like, the more it advances, the more the Earth deteriorates. But they're also gaining an upper hand on us while we're, you know, losing our environment. Like I said, eventually it's going to get to the point where we're going to have a bunch of Megans running around killing people.
Yep.
If I get taken out by a children's toy, I don't know who I'm hunting, but I'm hunting somebody.
Well, once it gets into the cars and they just like the self-drive car or whatever and just like take a nap or whatever and the AI is driving, that bitch gonna send it right into a fucking pole.
Why do we need it? Why do we need AI, bro? What is it doing for us? They're trying to get us to use the AI at work for financials.
For what?
I'm like, just pretty much to do our jobs, to like analyze our data, our financial data.
Maybe it's too, I'm putting too much thought into it, but the trend has been to kind of uneducate and make people dumber is what I've just kind of been sensing in my, you know, last couple years of life. Like, people are finding shortcuts to a lot of things, but by finding shortcuts, it's also compromising or jeopardizing people's intelligence and education levels.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer to it is, yeah, let's use AI because it streamlines and it's efficient, but it's also making you think less. And if you're not thinking while you're at your desk, it's really, what's that movie? Is it WALL-E? We living in the WALL-E. They're going to put us on a ship and our fat ass is going to be in a chair, just fed, changed, everything. That's how it's going to be. We're going to be living a simulation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Undergraduate unemployment rates are the highest they've ever been because of AI.
Telling
just FYI. So, I mean, they're using the AI to get rid of entry-level jobs.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
It's not good, but you know, that's where we're at as a civilization.
If we'd have kept it to like, you know, our Snapchat pal thing and we're just like doing like silly jokes and shit, but there's that and then we're advancing it to the point where we're at now is blackmailing Amazon workers and shit. There needs to be a point to where we need to like regulate it some fucking how. I don't know how you do it, but y'all, we're advancing it way too fast than what we can keep up with. You know what I mean? And ooh, at a point, it's just going to like...
about that, James. Beautiful thing about that is your boy Trump's big, beautiful bill has provision to block the states for the next 10 years to make any laws regulating AI. Just FYI.
Damn nice. It, James. Why did you say that?
How am I supposed to know that?
Y'all exchange emails. I don't know why you didn't say, hey, shit. DT, let's cool it with the craziness, man.
Nah, bro.
The J in Donald J. Trump stands for James.
Oh, that's crazy. Shit. No.
James is best friend. That's oh, what the J stands for.
Shut the fuck up. How did y'all feel about the girls fighting on Twitter?
Simone and the other bitch?
Oh, I'm talking about Donald Trump and Elon, bro.
Oh. I thought it was hilarious until old buddy like deleted all of his tweets, and it's, I mean, it just further confirms what everybody else already knew. I mean, he was out in this man because I don't know, because he threw a fit because he wasn't kissing his ass the way that he thought he would. Shit's fucked. It gets me angry just talking about it. I hope they both find. How do I say this without getting myself in trouble? You know what? Y'all know what I'm thinking. So, Greg, you take it away now.
I think it was probably performative, probably more market manipulation somehow. I know Tesla stock tanked because Elon's already apologizing. He apologized last night at 3 a.m. like a bitch, like a pussy. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when lovers fight, they tend to patch things up.
It's true. And whenever
they be kissing. Yeah, they kissing in that Oval Office.
And it's always the shit that you say whenever you're hurt that's like pent up or the truth. You know, you're not going to spread malicious lies whenever you've been wronged. You're always going to say the real shit. Like, oh, yeah, you know why those files ain't been released? Because somebody in them, he didn't make that shit up. You would have lost the election if it wasn't for me. That sounds like a spiteful ex. Not that I know. I don't have any of those because I'm a good human. Greg can speak more about having some burnt bridges. That motherfucker carries the lighter with him. But
I don't know. Oh, I don't know what that means.
That means you be burning bridges. That means you can't. Hold on. You want to try something? Call one of your exes and try to be nice to him. Let's see what happens.
Right now on this podcast?
Do it live.
Let me see. I'm going to see which number. I don't really have their numbers, though. Let me see.
See, that's what I mean. The bridge has been burnt.
I got a new phone. That's not their fault.
You got a new phone. Yeah, because you dropped the old one in the smoochy corner in Houston.
And the smoochy corner is crazy.
I don't really want to call none of my exes. I don't understand them.
That proves my point.
But that's not because the bridge is burned. It's just because I'm on a new bridge. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not trying to get a new girl, a new bitch.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying. New bitch.
Let's tell you right now, Mickey Free ain't no girl.
this one's pregnant. Yeah, I can't call none of these girls.
Pregnant? Hold on, Greg. Did this become a Maury episode?
No, I just said this one's pregnant. I can't call none of these girls.
Okay. All right. Listen, I'm not going to put you in a precarious situation. That's not the intent of what I'm doing here.
Real quick, Jess got a question for us, and I wanted to throw it at y'all because I think, I don't know. Oh, she was watching a show. That's what it was. So would you attend your best friend's wedding if it was in a haunted house or an abandoned mental asylum?
Yeah, why not?
Is it daytime?
I'm going to set the ambiance and say it's at nighttime.
Nope. Sorry. I'll send y'all something on the registry.
Oh, man.
James, we're black. Those don't bode well for us.
She asked me that, and I'm like, no. I don't care who it is. I'm not going to be there.
The Magic Johnson, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there. Like, regardless, daytime, nighttime, middle of the day, I don't care. I'm not going to be there.
If it was a daytime thing, kind of outside, you know, where they put the crazies in the straitjackets, those areas are pretty outside. Yeah, they give them some outside time. They need the sun. If it was daytime, I might try it. I might try it then. But haunted house, nah.
I just imagine this wedding is going on in this haunted house, and then just out of fucking nowhere, just like this blood curdling scream from the back. Nah.
Mm-mm. I mean, if it's an open bar, I'm there.
It's an open bar. Yeah, I'm gonna have to be drunk to be in there.
Yeah. So y'all hear?
Show up drunk. I know you heard that shit.
DJ, you take requests? Yeah. Turn it up, please.
All the way up.
Turn it up.
But yeah, hell no. I would not be doing that.
I get on the mic, like, if one of y'all lost the child who's running up and down the hallway trying to get me to follow him, please go get his little badass.
Please pick up your kid.
Said, no, there ain't no kids here. All right, that's been my time. I'll see y'all next week.
I'm out of here. Hell no, dude. That's fucking crazy. The mental asylum, I can probably maybe from the car, possibly. Be there in spirit a little bit, you know.
Just start honking. Happy for y'all. I'm so happy for y'all.
Just nothing crazy, man. Just keep my distance a little bit.
Oh, they have those robot things where it's just like you're FaceTiming the whole time, but you're driving an RC kind of Segway looking thing. I would like one of those. Seen that. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it looks like a tripod on wheels and it's got a screen. Yeah. I was shopping one of them. Hey, everybody. Good to see all of y'all. Glad y'all got to see me. Excuse me. Watch your toes.
Before we go to Song of the Week, have y'all seen that movie Passengers with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh, that's what's on the space station.
Yeah. Have you seen it, Greg?
No, I've never seen it.
Okay, well, let me just give you a little thing about it. So they're on a spaceship. They're going into another planet, and it's like so many light years away, so they're in cryo sleep or whatever, and they're not going to get there for another 200-300 years or some bullshit like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Chris Pratt's thing like messes up, so he wakes up and he's just awake alone, and he's just going through people, and he sees Jennifer Lawrence and wakes her ass up and just fucking kind of freaks out, like, ah, kind of fuck somebody else. My question was, if that happened to you, would you wake somebody else up or just like run, just ride by yourself?
Everybody's getting woken up. I'm turning the lights on for everybody.
That's crazy.
I ain't getting no sleep because of y'all. Y'all ain't getting no sleep because of me.
You gotta leave somebody to make it to the planet at least.
Nah, the shit gonna pull up.
He can't just turn it around?
No, like they're like already past Earth, like way beyond Earth, and that his shit malfunction. He wakes up and then he's like, she cute, wakes her ass up. And then
he went shopping, fucking weirdo.
He sure did.
That movie pissed me off.
Yeah, and that's fucked up, dude. I think I would just die. Then they can find me. They can find me when they all wake up.
See, Greg's selfless. G over here trying to wake up the whole fucking group.
Listen, y'all ain't trying to look at this magical view outside? Like, we really traveling through space. And think about it. If you're worried about people showing up, if it's hundreds of years away, you can create a little civilization on that shit. Just get to, you know, sexing. Make some
babies. That's what they did. They at the end of the movie, I mean, they had like a whole, I don't know how many kids they had or whatever, and I don't know how many, I don't know how that worked with the kids and everything, because they still had like 100, 200 years ago. But regardless, I think I would just die too, because how can you just wake somebody else up and just ruin their life?
I think in the movie he tries to act like he was asleep too. He has his back in his own things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You too?
Shit, that's crazy.
It's like, oh, man, it's just two of us, huh? Crazy. I'd wake everybody up.
At that point too, like, you got to take that to your grave. This dude gets too comfortable and he's like, listen, I woke you up. My bad. And she freaks out like, you fucking ruined her life, dude.
He pulled the, all right, I'm gonna tell you something, but you can't get mad.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, they're mad for each other for months, for however long they're mad at each other, and then finally they're cool again. But I might have to kill the dude. I might have to.
That's twice he fucked up. He fucked up as Star-Lord and he fucked up as this guy.
Yeah.
So he can't get right.
I was just thinking about that the other day. I said, he really fucked her just because he didn't want to be alone. Like, mm-hmm. You just got to... He had the damn bartender. He could talk to that robot dude. But...
Hologram.
Yeah, but anyway. Song of the Week.
It's been a long 2 weeks, but we've returned. Song of the Week is brought to you by... Cool Whip. All right. My song of the week, I'm taking it back. This is a banger y'all forgot about. I know y'all did. I'm excited about this. I'm With You by Avril Lavigne.
Wow. I never forget about that song. It's a fucking banger.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, don't do that.
James, make sure you auto-tune me on that part. Appreciate
it. I'm just going to like just amplify you and just make it worse. My song is Lil Demon by Future. Shit go crazy.
You've been on Demon time, huh?
Man, bro, no. James is crazy.
Yeah. What you mean?
You on Perk 30?
I had two songs, but I'm just going to go with that one.
I got two songs. Number one.
Fuck.
It's called Lemon, like the fruit. It's by the Callous Dow Boys.
Who?
Is that really their name?
Yeah, the Callous Dow Boys.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Number two, is called Life's Great by Zillionaire Doe.
Yeah, these people aren't real.
So he gave his second song. I'll give him my second song.
Okay.
Real Life by the Marias.
Okay. My second song, I Throw It Back Again. Hold on.
Fucking yes.
I don't want to go anymore. No. Avril Lavigne, I'm with you. That's my song of the week because I play by the rules. Singular. One
all right,
song.
All right. Sticking to something movie related. Did y'all know Gary Oldman, Gordon from The Dark Knight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did y'all know he was Sirius Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When I watched it a few weeks ago, I was like, hey, this dude looks familiar, and I had to Google it, and I said, oh, shit. So I only know him for like a few weeks, so.
It's the hairstyle. It's because he puts it back for Batman.
I had no idea, bro. That's impressive. So shout out Gary Oldman. And shout out Gary Coleman. You know what I'm saying? Since we're doing that.
R.I.P. Did you know in not the original, but the second version of the Parent Trap, they're not actually twin girls. That's actually one little girl.
Which what? One?
Lindsay Lohan
one?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, G.
There's one girl. It's not two. There's not two girls.
It's two. It's two Lohans.
No. There's one Lohan. There's one Lohan, not Lohans.
It's
Dua Lipa.
There is two Lipas.
Two Lipas.
That George Bush meme, sir. We got a second Lipa.
Somebody else quote tweeted and said, Dua Lipas? Question mark? but I thought you were saying that there was another Parent Trap movie and they just had, they only use one child. I was like, what the fuck? I missed that movie.
Well, the original was some old ass flick that I don't even know about. It was remade now two or three times, but the one with Lindsay Lohan, yeah, that's just one girl. Also, I don't know if you knew this. You know Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
You know he's John Wick and Neo?
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
No, not Neo from The Matrix. Neo, the black singer.
Walk right
in. Hey, fuck you. I'm sorry.
God damn. I was going to ask you, how did you feel about Sinners?
Man, it was cool. For those of you who like vampire movies, From Dusk Till Dawn, that's what it reminded me of, but just black, basically. Mm-hmm. But it was cool. Yeah, I said it in the group message between you and Charles. I said, yeah, I can see why Charles wanted to see this in IMAX, because I watched it at home with the glare on my TV, and it was still, I don't ever stay up past 1 a.m., but we stayed up past 1 a.m. to watch that.
That one scene where he's performing, bro, when I watched it in the theater, I thought I was levitating. I said, this shit is fucking crazy.
I told Pierce, there's going to be someone twerking in here. Watch. Because they talked about the future. Sure enough, they had the girls throwing ass.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. But the Asian people in that movie threw me off because it reminded me of Awkwafina.
I had to do a history rabbit hole deep dive about the Deep South Mississippi at that time and everything. Oh, yeah. And
there's Asians. I mean,
yeah.
And then Haley Steinfeld or whatever being in there. My daddy's mama was half black or whatever it was. I said, I don't believe you.
Did you know about that one drop rule?
Drop rule.
So for back in those times, like Jim Crow and shit like that, the one drop rule. So like Haley Steinfeld's case, like her great grandpa, who the fuck was black or whatever. And if the whites found out that you had like some type of black in your family, they would string you up too, just like you were a black person. And that's why like they were telling her like, you can't be around here, bro. Like if they catch you over here, they're gonna hang you. Like it's not gonna be good for us either. But yeah, like the one drop rule.
It's not gonna be good for us either.
Yeah. But you gonna get it too. But yeah, I found that out. I said, oh, that's fucking crazy. But yeah, crazy times.
Greg said something about 2/3 vote.
What? 2/3.
Yeah, he said we only count for 2/3 of a vote.
Oh, it's like what? I just got one more that we get up.
I never said that, James. I said 3/5.
3/5? 3/5.
That's less. For those of you that don't know fractions, that's less.
That's crazy work. What's about that? Okay. Which celeb would survive the Hunger Games solely through vibes and delusion?
Vibes and delusion.
Celeb?
Yeah, celeb.
Oh, that's a good question. I want to say Vince Staples.
I can see him surviving.
Tyler, Creator for sure.
I don't think it'd be a white person. I'm just going to be honest. So I'm thinking brown or black.
You brought her up. I bet Awkwafina would.
Nah, I hate to say it.
But yeah.
I wouldn't watch that movie.
I'm gonna go with Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, that's not a bad answer.
Wow.
Okay, if we're going white, it's Matthew McConaughey.
Definitely. Yeah.
That man's got aura.
You know who would die instantly? It would be Tom Cruise, because he'd be doing some dumbass Mission Impossible shit and just get fucked up.
Yes. Very true. Very true.
You know who else? Jonathan Majors. He would survive.
If he got to dress like he did whenever he dressed like Jackie Robinson with the old ass hat and vest. Yeah.
Tell me why that's how I pictured it.
Yeah, like, surviving. We can't be fighting like this. he'd make it somehow. I wanna do another silly one. Another celeb off of Aura and Delusion. Give me Adam. What's his name? Adam Scott from Severance and
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe.
Yeah. Rob Lowe for sure, bro.
Aziz Ansari. No, he died quick. I'm just naming all the Parks and Rec stuff. All right. Good question. I got one last one for y'all.
Okay.
Whenever you wipe your butt after you poop, are you a scruncher or a folder? Like you ball it in toilet paper.
I had to think about what you were asking for a second.
Do you take your body and
Yeah. I had to think for something. What the fuck is he asking right now?
Toilet paper.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't think about it, I just do.
I fold. Unless I'm somewhere where the toilet paper is. If the toilet paper ain't coming out correctly and I can't line it up and I feel pressure, then I just get a shit ton of it and make a little pile.
I just fold it, yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. I had to really think about that shit. I was like, I just do it. I don't even be paying attention.
Here's a little adage for you in the same respect, right? Talking about toilet paper. It takes one wipe to know you're clean, but it takes multiple to make sure you're not dirty.
I hate that.
Dang. It's been a bad episode for me after a 2-week hiatus. I came back 0-15 from the field.
The amount of fucking just sexual innuendos because it's episode 69 is crazy.
That's because of y'all. Y'all want to make it nasty.
Nah.
James ain't even got no windows, first of all.
Yeah, that too. I got no fun. This is my only window right now.
This man ain't never had a respect for windows like that in his life. So you know what? I'm so appreciative of you. All right. That's been episode 69. Sorry for the wait. But life happens. Appreciate y'all sticking around. As always, like the podcast, follow the podcast, subscribe, download, share, all the good things. Look us up on Instagram @bruisingbanter_pod. Yeah, we're just going to keep going. Next time you hear from us, it'll be episode 70. Hopefully we don't have to skip any more weeks. But if we do, we love y'all anyway. James?
Anime Corner Pod. This week, Charles joins in. We talk about the new Predator movie, Killer of Killers. Mm-hmm. Check us out. That's all I got.
Yeah, fuck ICE. They're out here terrorizing the community, tearing apart families in public view when they're hiding behind masks like a fucking makeshift Great Value ass pussy-filled Gestapo. I don't respect them. You know, it's everywhere, so stay informed. Know your rights. Stay safe if you're going to be protesting. And lastly, rest in peace, Angie Resendiz. Hope I'm not fucking that up. 21-year-old Navy chef found dead this morning. No place for us. No place for a minority in the white man's military. I don't know how many times I got to tell people. Especially young Latinas, please don't fucking feel the need to go that route. I know they target low-income families with promises of their GI Bill and all this shit. It's not worth it. Fuck all that. That's all I got to say.
All right.
That's true.
So long, yo.
Peace.